interesting horror that I heard yesterday from Yid that quoted Rishonim that asked the following question. Why is it that on Pesach we eat matzah? We spoke yesterday, if you remember, that it says by Halach Ma'anya, Diachola Abasara Ba'arza Mitzrayim, which means that they ate matzah Mitzrayim. We think that the only time they ate matzah was when? When they came out of Mitzrayim and they ran out. But if you look at the Halach Ma'anya, it's clear from Chazal, they already ate matzah Mitzrayim. And what's the reason? As we said, Abarbanel and the other Rishonim say because they were, it doesn't digest well, and they kept people going. People would give their servants matzah. So what's the obvious question? If we're coming tonight to celebrate Cheres, why would you go ahead and celebrate by eating? Why would you go ahead and celebrate eating matzah? So obviously, we said different answers. Yesterday we spoke about it. But is it an unbelievable answer is, there's a big mistake that we left Mitzrayim to become free people. It's not true. It's clear, because Baruch Hu says, I'm taking you out of Mitzrayim, and Tavnam Esel Kim Bahar Azeh, you're going to get the Torah. Every person is an Eved. I just want to explain something. You are an Eved to something. One guy's an Eved to his phone. One guy's an Eved to his desires, right? Every person is subservient to something. So it's either you're an Eved Hashem, or you're an Eved to your desires. Or you're never to parry. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us is, Avdus is our goal in life. Now, we'll see how our Avdus really is Cheres, because being an Eved Hashem means you're in control. But I just want to explain. So the answer to the question to why Avdus, why we eat a machal of Avdus Bachrim, is because Avdus is something that our life is going to become. We never were supposed to leave Mitzrayim for what? To a life of freedom, do whatever you want. He said a word from the Ishbitzer Rebbe, a magnificent thought that I want to share with you. Many people have the minig, Pesach night, to eat an egg. You've all heard the minig? Eat an egg. Now we eat it Zeichel Chagiga, because besides the carbon Pesach, there's another carbon, so the halacha says you should eat a cooked food. So a cooked food is very nice, but why do we eat dafka an egg? There's many other cooked foods you can eat. So the Ramah brings down a pshat. No, the Ramah brings down a pshat that Tisha B'Av always falls out the same night as the first night, Pesach. So we'll Meram is down with the egg. But obviously, again, you need to know why we talk about Tisha B'Av Pesach night. It's obviously reminding ourselves of all the different gullies that we went through and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly has taken us out and will take us out. But the Ishbitzer says a very, very interesting word. He says, our taking out was not a birth. We know it was a birth of like a human being birth. It was more like a egg laying birth. Could someone tell me what the difference is between someone who lays an egg and someone who has a child? It means that human beings and animals that don't lay eggs, they just have children. The birth does not need any more work to it, right? What happens? The baby comes out, it's all set. Unlike, let's use a hen for a second. The hen lays an egg. Is it ready to go? What happens if you crack open that egg? Good omelet. That's about it. Is that an egg? Is that a chick? No. What has to happen? The egg comes out, and what happens? You gotta
sit on it,
warm it, and then it hatches. Says the Ishbitzer, you know why we eat an egg? It's to symbolize that our Yetzias Mitzrayim was not like the birth of, say, humans or animals that just are born and then the play is over. It's a process. Isn't that gorgeous? Which means it's not finished. We got out and we're done. No! We got out and now what do we have to do for 49 days till Matan Torah? We still have work to do. Isn't that amazing? So you have the symbolism of the egg? The symbolism of the egg is that Yetzias Mitzrayim was not a birth that was finished. And the goal. What was it? It was a birth that still needs work. What's the work? We got out of Mitzrayim and still what? And we still need. So what's the significance of this? What you have to recognize is that this is an Avdus. But what does the Mishnah say? an Abdus is being a Ben Chorin. And I want to explain what that means. So he shared an unbelievable story slash mashal that I think will be very insightful. He said there was a story about a king that decided to go hunting, and he was, you know, alone or with another one or two people, and some guy came over and saw an opportunity. Whether he knew it was the king or not wasn't clear, and he attacked the king to rob him, like good old-fashioned robbers did in forests. A robbery. And then what happened? This guy came. Another guy walked by, saw this, and quickly saved the king's life. Not even knowing it was the king. Anyway, after he fought off this guy, the king tells him, "You know who I am?" He says, "No, I'm the king." He goes, "Wow." He says, "You just saved the king's life." He says, "You are actually going to get a reward that you can't even imagine." And he said, "Let me tell you what I want to do for you. I have a treasury, multiple square blocks, gold, silver, diamonds. I am giving you 2 hours. You could bring as many bags and boxes as you could physically get your hands on. And you could fill up for 2 hours straight." Valdi? I can't believe it's good luck. He says, "I just want to tell you, you and your children, grandchildren, great, great, great grandchildren, you are set. You don't have to work another day in your life." He says, 2 hours work. Anyway, the guy goes and tries his best. He tries to get as many bags as he could. At the end of the day, he can only come in with X amount of bags. He goes, he's not wasting any time. It takes him about 40 minutes. And he fills up every one of his bags, comes out to the door. The guard's there, and the guard says, "What do you have in the bags?" He says, "Oh, stuff from the treasury." "What are you thinking?" He says, "What do you mean, what am I thinking? I saved the king's life." He says, "Are you crazy? You really think you're walking out with all this stuff?" Takes the bags, pours everything out of the bags. Everything. Empties all the bags to a big pile. Says, "Sorry, you're not going anywhere." Guy was really agitated. He just spent 40 minutes frustrated. But he hops that the 2 hours. There's other exits. He quickly takes the bags, starts all over again, spends another 40 minutes, fills up all the bags. He runs to another entrance. He figures probably the king didn't tell every guard, and he goes to the other side. The entrance comes out the bags, all excited, full. Guy tells him, "Where are you going?" He says, "It's from treasury. The king told me to go." He says, "The king doesn't let people walk out with his treasury. Are you crazy? You're not getting out this door." Takes all the bags, puts it on the floor. "Sorry." He looks at the clock. You want to do quick math?
30.
What?
45 minutes.
30.
And
the time
is talking. He's got a few minutes left, right?
40.
What? He's got 40 minutes left?
Yeah.
30 something. Anyway, he goes ahead and he says, "Listen to me. It's my last ditch. It's not even the full 45 minutes anymore, whatever it was." He fills up the bags and he goes to a third exit. He got things huge. He has guards all over the place. And goes, the guy looks at him and says, "You can't go anyway." He says, "What do you mean?" He says, "I had 2 hours. I already got spelled out." He goes, "You don't walk out with king's jewels. That's just not how it goes." And the guy takes his stuff and pours it out. And says, "I don't know, we're going to take you to the king. This is weird." The guard goes ahead, calls another two guards, and they drag the guy into the king. And he comes into the king and he says, "Your honor, and I never asked you for this. You got me excited. I told my friends and family that I'm coming home today with jewels like you can't imagine." Okay? This is what he told him. And he goes, "I came here. I borrowed bags from my great-great-grandmother's sister and my great-great-grandson's brother. He says, anyone I knew, and I came, I filled them up. I come to the door. Boom, poured out in front of my face. Again, pour it out in front of my face. It's just not right. Again, Your Honor, I don't need it." But like, he says, "Let me tell you something. Come with me." He walks with the guy back to the treasury. And he goes to entrance A. And entrance A, there's nicely boxed diamonds, gold, everything that's spilled on the floor is in boxes ready for him to go. He says, "Come with me." He takes me to the next entrance. And everything that was spilled out there is also in boxes ready to go. And the third entrance as well. He says, all this is packaged and boxed and will be delivered to your house. He says, Your Honor, now I have even more questions. So if you are giving it to me, why do you keep stopping me? What? He says, I'll tell you. I told the guys, I don't think he's going to bring that much. And this guy really saved my life. And if he only brings a half hour, 40 minutes worth of bags, he's only going to have a half hour, 40 minutes worth. When he comes, pour it out, he has to refill it again. And then box it and package up for him. And then if he comes again, do it for the full 2 hours. I want him to have the full 2 hours. Murdig? Yeah. What's the Nemshalah? How many times did you have in your life that you're ready to take on Abdus Hashem? You're ready to take on, I'm starting to learn Shtag. And that day you get a cold, you have a headache, something goes wrong. And you're like, Hashem, I don't understand you. I'm trying to do it. Why are you pushing me away? Bacham makes a Kabbalah in Shemiras Yanayim. And that day, usually, you know what happens? You know what happens usually that day that you make the Kabbalah? What happens? Or a week later, 2 days later. A massive Nisayon comes. No Lashon Hara. And then a guy comes over to you with a juicy piece about the guy that you can't stand. But not Stam a juicy piece. A piece you were davening for to get your hands on. All right, hopefully not. And it happens. And you wonder, yes, say, Hashem, I don't understand you. You want me to study. Why do you keep pushing me down? Why do I keep struggling? And Rakesh Baruch Hu says, my friend, because every time you fall down, what do you do? What do we do when we fall down? We push back. You can either, now, what could this guy have done, by the way? He could have just said, you poured it out, I'm done, and just leave, right? Is that what he did? Did he walk away, or did he say, I'm trying again? Imagine the guy would have just walked away and not have refilled his bag 2 feet down. So, when we have our Nisayon, what do? Why is this important? Because let's go back to Abdus Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, I'm going to give you the Torah. I'm going to give you Abdus Hashem. You see, his Mitzrayim alone is not enough. It's like an egg. And now I need you to sit on it. I need you to continue growing and take on the Torah. And Abacha says, what does it mean, Abdus Hashem? If you're, it says Rabbeinu Bachai, if you're an Eved, what's the difference between an Eved to a person and an Eved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? An Eved to a person, even if he's a nice, benevolent guy, he's only what? Who's he thinking about? Who's the master thinking about? Even if he's a nice master, who's he thinking about? Himself. Ever Hashem, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu need us for anything in the world? Yes or no? HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs you? He needs you too. No. He does this, he's in this for you. So we left Avdus of Mitzrayim for Avdus of Hashem. But the Mishnah tells us, Eilecha ben Charin, El Mishayis B'Torah, we're all free. And the answer is as follows. Yes, we're Avadim, but we're Avadim to someone who's in this for us. And he's telling us, I'm going to let you serve me, because with that it will be Toiv Lach. You'll have a good life. And that's a very, very big difference. So yes, to answer the question, we eat matzah, which is the food of Avdus. Why? It's coming to symbolize that we're not looking for freedom, we're looking for Avdus. We're looking for servitude, but the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not service of what? Not service of a servant. So basically, when you eat your egg this year at the Seder, think about it. Our Yitzias Mitzrayim was the Yitzia of an egg from its mother, not the full birth. Why? It was not a done deal. What do you still need now for the next 49 days? Still need the what? The processing. All right? That's one thought to cover Pesach.